This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You can follow along and just go to ESPN's website, but this is called the Marlins' New Machete. And it's a huge, what is that? A homemade flour tortilla griddled on a flat top with melted mozzarella.
Griddled or grilled?
It says griddled.
Griddled, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
you thought you were going to catch me saying something stupid, didn't you?
I know
you did.
Yeah.
I had to go back and look, too, because I thought you were going to say something
griddled
stupid.
Griddled sounds like a word.
House marinated carne asada, smoky.
Oaxaca.
Pepper, salsa verde, cilantro. That looks good.
It looks amazing.
It'd be tough to eat at a game, though, unless you have a table. You know what I mean? If that's on your lap.
It's 2 feet long.
How are you going to carry that down the stairs?
I don't know. Chicken and churros. Where's your chicken at in that? I thought it was just like this is the Cubs.
Probably like, inside the tortilla.
Like Cuban inspired? It is Miami.
Which one are you looking at right now?
I see you're looking at this other one. It looks like the churros on top of some chicken.
Oh, is there chicken in there? Oh, that looks good. That's Chicago. That'd be a reason to go to the Cubs game.
Not man, to see you still got to sit at Wrigley.
Yeah, you got to sit at the Cubs with Cubs
That
fans.
Is a cool atmosphere.
Yeah. It's overrated.
Dumpy stadium.
Overrated. Cubs fans hate that, but I've been there twice, and yeah, overrated.
Oh, my God.
No, it's fun. Yeah. It's fun. It's a good place to watch a game, but it's overrated.
Pirates play the Mets tomorrow.
I saw that.
And
it's
saw,
funny, Todd. I was looking because I got nothing to do this weekend. I'm actually thinking about, off the air, I was thinking about taking the train to seeing the Pirates and Mets. I swear to God I might do that.
I get fed a lot of baseball videos. I forget the guy's name, but he's good.
And, Harold Reynolds?
They showed, no, as a former major league player, not Harold Reynolds.
In the studio with us. He's a great
guy. They showed Paul Skeens throwing something they called a sprinkler. Are you familiar?
Illegal?
It's called the sprinkler?
I got to get
that. Doesn't sound like some sort of like a
splinker. Splinker.
Split finger.
L-I-N-K-E-R. Is that the...
It's a split finger sinker.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh.
Yeah. Part sounds split like a, finger, yeah. Part sinker.
Yeah.
Sounds like a derogatory term for your dumb buddy.
Yeah. I'd never heard...
Blinker. It's obviously a split finger sinker.
Before, but you know, they're coming up with all kinds of hybrid pitches now.
Right.
And they give them names like that.
Yeah, he's amazing. I'm guessing he's starting tomorrow. I'm sure.
Yeah, he's on the mound tomorrow against the Mets.
Is this his last year with the Pirates?
No, he's got, I think that rookie deal, aren't those rookie deals for baseball players 5 years?
That poor guy.
Yeah.
Just let him go.
No. They actually put together some hitters around him this year to try to make a run. But
He is under team control for the Pirates till 2029.
And he has a nice,
dude.
He's got a good mound to get home to, too.
Oh, yeah.
Are they married?
No, I don't think so.
I saw she got. She was either auditioning or might have been casted in a Baywatch movie.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah,
Olivia Dunn.
I did see that
because I think she posted something to her Instagram or something with her in a Baywatch bathing suit.
Yeah. The Diamondbacks, Todd. Next time you go to Phoenix, to take me out to the ball game shake.
This looks amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you imagine being high and eating that, Nick?
Yep.
Salted caramel shake with whipped cream, peanut butter, sandwich cookies, Kit Kat bars, and Cracker Jacks on top.
Oh,
come on.
Calories?
All of them.
Don't ask. Don't ask. Doesn't say. But you know what? You just got to let that one go, Todd. You know, sometimes calories, smalleries.
Oh, man.
What's above the cup that's holding some of the things? It's like going out of the
cup.
I don't
know what that is either. Is that cone?
No?
Go to ESPN, by the way, to follow along. Check these out.
Oh, my God.
Unless you're driving and pay attention to the show.
Yeah.
I've been to this stadium. The Washington Nationals have a cool stadium in downtown D.C. I saw this Pirates play there a couple years back. The D.C. Momentum Chicken Tower.
Monument.
Oh, I'm sorry.
More momentum.
You really got to try.
I wouldn't even pay attention. I was looking at the chicken. And you're right, D.C. would make no sense. Momentum,
right.
Monument
Unless
does.
Unless you're going down to Washington, D.C. to look at the Washington Momentum.
Yeah. Shut up.
Sometimes I think he doesn't even try when he reads.
I did him with that one. I was staring at the chicken.
I don't think he tries.
That's like a chicken sandwich with pickles on top with a baseball skewer on the thing. Oh, that look good, Nick?
It looks very good.
Is it shaped like the Washington Momentum?
No, it's just high. It just keeps rising higher.
It's tall.
Right. It's a tall sandwich.
Yeah.
Sandwiches like that, though, the only problem
they're tough to eat.
How do you take a bite of it?
you squish it all together and have
hope
a lot of napkins.
Mm-hmm.
It's falling off your face. You know, Nick, with us bearded guys, it's tougher.
Yeah, this Diamondback one, you're going to need a blanket.
Totally.
And the cup is overflowing.
It is.
It looks like it's two layers of chicken.
Who am I quoting there? I'm quoting.
Not on the Diamondbacks milkshake, right?
Temple of the Dog.
Yeah. The Devil Rays are coming out. Oh, the Oreo Brownie Milkshake. I love milkshakes so much.
It looks really good.
The problem is with these, when I go to baseball games, I'll drink beer and eat a hot dog. I don't think I want to put one of these on top of that. Because then you're gone for the day.
It'd be good to share with people.
Yeah.
I don't think you would eat the whole thing.
Looks like the Mariners didn't even try. What is it? Washington State ferry boat.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's in that.
Yeah.
I think it's fish and chips?
Yep. It's got to be. Oh, that may be bad. Oh. That's not bad.
Yeah, there you go.
I love fish and chips.
Yeah, with a little tartar sauce dipper
but
on each end.
It comes
in
a ferry boat, right?
Right. A souvenir boat. It's pretty cool.
Oh, for all you Philly fans, Jim Sucks, big Philly fan. The Schwarber Bomb Sunday.
And what does it come in?
A Phillies cap.
A mini helmet.
Mini helmet, right.
Those make ice cream.
Uncrustable fresh strawberry sauce and fruity cereals pieces on a donut and ice cream.
Yeah. No, that's an uncrustable.
Funnel cake fried strawberry uncrustable.
Yeah.
That's a genius.
And the fruity pebbles all over
I read this because this is happening in City. Oh, a bunch of them are doing this. The Mets, the Phillies, the Rockies, the Astros, the Royals, Nick, they're all doing that packet of the 999 thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But those are like 4 ounce beers.
Yeah, those beers aren't big enough.
They're making this like it's doable. Are they shorter hot dogs or not? They look like real
hot dogs. Like they might be shorter hot dogs too.
Yeah.
Because it all comes in like a box there, and those are tiny beers and tiny hot dogs.
Problem is,
4 ounce beer is more than you'd get like in a beer flight, though.
Yeah, those are usually two.
Two.
Yeah.
But if your beers and your dogs are going to get warm on this one.
That's the problem
right
with that.
Yeah.
Do you think, would it count, like, I know it's nine beers, nine hot dogs, nine things. What if you do nine cocktails instead of the beers?
You're hammered.
Yeah, you're done for.
God.
I think I'd have an easier time drinking nine vodka sodas than I would nine beers.
One shot of vodka in each one, that's nine shots of vodka.
Over
I know
what,
I could. I know
three
I could do
hours
that
for a baseball game.
Yeah, I know I could do that, but I'd be drunk as hell.
Well, that you wouldn't want that.
Yeah. Oh no!
What am I gonna do?
Yeah, this 999.
But I have nine hot dogs in my system while I'm hammered. That could be some projectile vomiting.
How big was the cheesesteak thing they put in the Philadelphia airport?
I think it was
Monday.
Well, it set a world record.
Right.
I think it was 1,200 feet or something. And it wasn't one continuous cheesesteak. It was a line of lined up cheesesteaks.
The Mets have the Mr. Met chocolate whoopie pie. I'm not a big whoopie pie guy, but I don't eat that.
Yeah, they're fine.
The Rockies have the Dubai cinnamon roll. What's on top of the cinnamon roll?
Are those pistachios in something?
I don't know. Looks
that,
like
Dubai
looks like
chocolate
seed.
Is that's instead of peanut butter, it's like a pistachio butter.
Oh, is that what's on top of there?
Yeah, it's a nut butter. It's pretty good, but it's also very calorie rich.
Oh,
it looks like an avocado hairball on top of this.
It does. It's
you don't see the Dubai chocolate as an impulse item at grocery stores. I see them all over.
The Rockies Glazilla. Is that a hot dog with macaroni and cheese on top of it?
It looks like it. Yeah. 2 feet long, 1 pound hot dog. It says designed for sharing, but I think that's just a challenge.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And I accept.
Houston Astros have the brisket donuts.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is, what it look like.
It's a dark donut.
Yeah, but there's also macaroni and cheese in there, too.
There's actual, shredded cheese on top. I don't think it would shredded cheese and donuts.
I think check
the
it later.
The donuts are actually meat brisket that's been fried.
All right. I've never been to the Red Sox game. I'd like to go see Fenway sometime. And this is the lobster poutine.
Oh,
I like
man,
to use the
I'm
word
in.
Poon. I said poutine.
Yeah, you did.
I think that poutine.
This is lobster and poutine.
Poutine is
in a little boat for you, right?
One of the greatest inventions that Canada has ever given us is poutine. fries, that's got to be cheese, and looks like there's some green onions, and then lobster chunk all over the top.
I'm going to try one of these. This is in Pittsburgh.
Is that
heavy
real
hitter dog?
Real lobster?
Yeah,
in Boston. I think it would be.
Oh, yes, right. The heavy hitter dog out of Pittsburgh. Cornbread coating on a big dog. Looks like it's shaped like a bat, I guess.
It's a corn dog.
It's a giant corn dog.
Yeah, yellow mustard, pico de gallo, served with a special bat boat. Man.
I wonder how long that stick is.
I wonder how sexual you look trying to eat that.
I know. You're right. Yeah. Especially if you're tickling the bottom of it.
Yeah. And is it served on home plate?
It's like a baseball bat.
There's
a home plate. I don't know if that comes with it or not.
Yeah. Serving it on home plate.
That might be just for the photo op.
Yeah, I think so.
It is a plate.
But there is no way to eat that thing and look hetero.
If you go to ESPN today and check out all these new foods at the ballparks, you're going to eat something bad for you today. No matter what it is, you're going to go somewhere and eat something bad for you. And a lot of people eat something bad for them every day, for that matter. But
part of the fun.
Well, and if you go and try all these things, most of them are probably going to cost you $50 or more. These things aren't going to be cheap.
Plus, you have to get to these cities.
Yeah.
You got to go to all these cities, you know.
And I still think that those 999 challenges.
The beer looks small.
The beer and the dogs look small. I think this is their responsible way to do the 999.
Well, it's a way to sell them and make some money, too, to push, because they don't want to sell all those dogs and all those beers at once. And the packet looks like you could actually carry it.
Well, and they don't want to encourage you to drink 9 full beers. I think that would probably be considered irresponsible.
Yeah, it'd be a lot
if the team was saying, knock back 9 beers in one game.
Yeah. Well, they used to have, nickel beer night, and people got in fights. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is their way of capitalizing on the popularity of it while being somewhat responsible.
My son wants to try this just sitting in front of the TV.
The 999?
Yeah.
That'd be the way to do it
you could actually do it.
Your beers would be cold, and the hot dogs would, you could make sure they're warm, and it's not costing a fortune.
I'm telling you, I think the key.
And you could have a plate, some sort of flat service in front of you.
I think the key is to wrap those dogs up in foil before you eat them, even if you're at home. So that it kind of
like old school baseball dogs.
Yeah, but because
it kind of shrink then.
It does. The bun kind of gets a little soggy and shrinks up a little, so it's not as filling.
Right.
You know, I think that's a key to that.
Yeah, now I want a hot dog, Nick.
Plus,
I had a cocktail. I what's the word? Were you askew?
Askew.
What's that mean?
Off.
Didn't want to do it.
It means slightly off.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I meant by that. I did not have the weed last night because you said it was cocktail day. So I did two martinis instead.
You could do both at the same time.
I was thinking about popping but I already had two martinis in me and it was pretty late anyway, so I don't want to be high.
But you got to eat the edible earlier.
I know. I know, Nick. Yeah, thanks for the advice.
You're welcome.
On drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, and and Tyler, if Ryder does that 999 thing at home, don't let him get high beforehand, because I think that's a performance-enhancing drug when it comes to eating hot dogs.
First of all, he'd be wasted because he doesn't drink as much as his old man.
High bar.
So he'd be really drunk. I think 9 beers should be tough to put down. I don't drink a lot of beer anymore. It's just a lot of weight.
You'd have to do an ultra or something.
Yeah, it would be ultra.
Yeah, all of these ones that they show in the picture are extremely light beers.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to drink.
Yeah, you're not going to. They're not going to give you 9 Guinness. Or something like that.
Well, I'm looking at a press release from the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
Oh, what a great name.
I want that hat.
I don't know what the league.
What the hell's
in.
A sod poodle?
Yeah. You'll have to ask the folks of Amarillo.
Right.
But they put out a release here. Yesterday, we were showing imagery of social media of several MLB teams selling a prepackaged 999 challenge. After careful review and consideration, we as an organization have decided not to acknowledge this as a true 999 challenge.
There you go.
And have decided to take matters into our own hands. And then they give you 9 beers and 9 hot dogs, 9 12-ounce beers.
In a little big cardboard box.
And 9 hot dogs for $60.75.
There you go.
I'd spend that money on that.
That's really a good deal.
That's a really good deal.
Oh, you
you're getting 9 beers would cost you $60 most places.
Yep.
More than that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, most... Yeah. I mean, you're getting a pretty decent deal if you get 9 beers for $60 at a ballpark.
Well, next time I'm in Amarillo to see the sod puppets. What are they called?
Sod poodles.
Sod poodles.
Prairie dogs.
Sod puppets would be stupid.
Sod poodles are prairie dogs.
Prairie dogs.
They do have cool hats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty good. We should try 9 beers and 9 hot dogs in the morning.
Okay.
That's a 4-hour show. Baseball games are 2.5, 3, 3.5 hours, you know. Of course, we're talking a lot, so we have trouble eating. Well, one of us will eat while the other three talk.
Look, we do know somebody who has access to a tabletop hot dog roller. We could just keep that thing going the whole show and pull one off as soon as they get done.
I'd fly in for that.
We could do that without the challenge. Just and have Jim some Sucks hot dogs
would,
here in the
and
morning.
Jim Sucks would think it's pretty cool because it's baseball and it's beer and not weed, you know.
Right.
I'm just saying.
How bad do we feel after that?
Terrible. I mean, physically and emotionally, I would feel terrible about that.
I could walk
that.
To my hotel and just pass out, but I'm going to feel pretty bad. That's a huge dump coming about 7 o'clock that night.
I'd rather take the Delta 8 challenge. See how much of that I can get in me.
Okay, we'll do them both.
Well, yeah, at the same time.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.